Hey, Trail Riders, welcome back to the Daily Ride. I hope you guys are doing well. Today, the scriptures that get us through the Bible in a year or for the morning is Genesis 35 and 36, Mark 6. The evening is Job 2 and Romans chapter 6. Our focal passage for today is from Luke 11:36, which says, "If then your whole body is full of light, having no part dark, the whole body will be full of light, as when the bright shining of a lamp gives you light." The daily fire thought for the day is that, "Father, I pray that my lamp may be completely filled with your Spirit, and that I may be your light shining in my world today." Mark my word passages for today are Matthew 25:1-13, Luke 11:36, Acts 20:7-12, and Ephesians 5:1-21. Today we're going to be talking about light reflectors. The Christian's main business is evangelism. That means that is our business. It is important that evangelism remains important. It is important for the countries evangelized, for the countries evangelizing. When Paul was in Troas, he preached all night. A young man by the name of Eutychus fell out of the window, and Paul restored him to life. We read that there were many lamps in the upper room where they were gathered together. Acts 20, verse 8. Well, there are many lamps among us, I trust. The virgins in the parable of the bridegroom had their lamps, and the Greek word here is lampos, but half of the lamps had gone out. That does not mean that the lamps were burning slightly. That means that half of them were not even lit. "Then the kingdom of heaven shall be likened unto the 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Now 5 of them were wise, and 5 of them were foolish. Those who were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. At midnight the cry was heard, 'Behold, the bridegroom is coming, going out to meet him.' And those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps, and the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went out with him to the wedding. And the door was shut. Afterwards the other virgins came also, saying, 'Lord, Lord, open up to us.' But he answered them and said, 'Assuredly I say to you, I do not know you.'" Matthew 25:1-4, 6-7, and 10-12. We cannot be half a lit. We either shine or we are patches of shadow. I wonder if 50-50 is the general average percentage of light among Christians. Half the virgins were asleep and unprepared. So was Eutychus. And look at what happened to him. People who go to sleep on the job, whose lamps have gone out because they have no oil, people like this are bound to fail. Perhaps this is why we read, "Awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light." Ephesians 5:14. Today is a good day to make sure your life is awake and prepare for whatever God has for you. God bless you guys. I hope you'll continually follow me here on the Daily Ride, and I'll see you on the next Trail Ride.